This is a production of Cornell University.
So we're going to go ahead and call to order on April 1st here at 12:18. While everybody's getting settled in, feel free to take your time. But are there any late additions to the agenda? Anything that anything was left off? All right, seeing none, we'll go ahead with the agenda as proposed. And then lastly, the minutes from the last open forum that we had were just sent to us this morning. So if we could ask suspending the minutes till our next meeting, if there's any objections to that. All right, seeing none, we'll go ahead and wait. There is some other items on the agenda. And Mary, you're here with us till 1 o'clock?
I have a 1 o'clock back.
Great. Okay. So we do have President Gordon and Mary Opperman with us today. Really, we sort of put the call out for questions, and there weren't any specific. There was a few that came back, but nothing really. And figured we would sort of start with a general conversation, like we've done in the past, and just keep it very fluid and open. And I think one of the ways we wanted to start off was talking about the town hall. Any feedback you had from that, then sort of open it up for questions regarding that. And then I know there's some specific questions about some of the content that was covered, some outcomes from that, and then the way that the EA can help continue that conversation.
Okay.
As well.
Great. Well, thanks for having me. And it's my last time with you in this setting. And I wanted to start by thanking you for, and I'm thanking you on behalf of the people who came before you on the EA. For all the really good guidance, advice, and helpful criticism over the years, and very, very worthwhile. And I want to thank Greg specifically for this last period of time. And also, I'm going to eventually get to what you asked me, but also, I do want to say again, as I've said on so many occasions and so many venues, how lucky we are to have Vice President Opperman doing the things that she does for the university that are quite wide-ranging, and I'm not going to have to state that in public because we're not getting along today because I asked her if she wanted some fruit, and she said, I ate already, like that. You know? it was even meaner than that. You know how mean? She's about as mean as they come. So anyway, if you see her, since we're not talking, if you see her, sorry that I said some positive things about her today. The town hall is long overdue. That's my responsibility. And I hope that people in general gain, some increased understanding of the broad picture for both campuses, especially for
So line 14, prior to accident, change from tragic to fatal.
Fatal.
Is there any objection to that change?
No.
All right, seeing none, that's carried.
Can I get a second on my motion?
Okay, the discussion has been closed. All those in favor of passing EA Resolution 3 in gratitude of our caring community, please raise your placards. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, this carries unanimously. Great, thank you, Tony, for putting this together and many other collaborators as well. We appreciate your thoughts in putting this together, and we'll communicate this to the president. In addition, should we communicate it to anyone else?
So I can send you, we want to probably send to the supervisors of the employees as well, and I think, or at least give a list to David. My thought was you give a list to David and let David communicate.
Okay, so if I could have that list,
yep.
So when I communicate that, to pass that on, I'd appreciate it. Great. Trustee reception recap, and a recap from the trustees meeting, and Alan can chime in whenever as well. One of the things that came out of the trustee meeting and our trustee reception was how we follow up with the staff community on the trustee meeting and on our conversations with the trustees when they're here on campus. I've since reached out to the chairman of the board, Bob Harrison, to ask him and some of the other senior administrators that contributed to the conversations in the closed session, what information can we share, and what should we be sending out to our constituents, and what's the best way to do that. So we're hoping to continue that dialogue and assist in the increased transparency around the senior administration and board of trustees, and trying to lead the pack in getting information out quickly after the meetings take place, so that there's no lingering questions, and we can tell people, hey, this is what went on, and we had somebody there in the room, and to the greatest degree that we can. Of course, things that happen in the private session are off the record and kept private. There are some things in the closed session that may not be as sensitive and could potentially be shared publicly or generalized publicly. So that's one of the things we're trying to work on, probably the biggest takeaway from that. And then also just continuing to strengthen our relationship with the board. I know the students had suggested having a town hall meeting with some of the board or the senior leadership of the board. I think that'd be a great opportunity for all of shared governance to participate, host board members to come speak, to do panels, things like that. I know it also came out of the board meeting. And then, we talked about, of course, the specific talking points that we had and got some good feedback there. So I guess I'd open it up to others who were at the reception. And then Alan, if Alan has anything that he wanted to touch on after that about the specific board meeting as well.
The only thing I would add, I thought that this was far the most productive of the conversation. And I think one of the reasons why it was productive, maybe I was wrong here, I thought it was because it was a smaller group. And so there wasn't so much introduction, getting your name, having like superficial conversation.
versa, that we would just keep those dialogues and communications going. So that was positive, I felt.
As far as two comments, one about the attendees to the trustee executive committee meeting. So the person in my role invites people, and my tendency always is to invite everybody. This is my sort of attitude on things like this. But it's really up to you. And Curtis makes a good point. You know, maybe fewer is better. So I want to be inclusive, and but it may come at a certain communication cost. So I think before the next one, the EA should decide. It's really called the EA leadership meeting with the executive committee. That's its formal term. I expanded it a bit beyond leadership, thinking that everybody here is a leader, without a formal go down the, you know, the list of formal leaders. So it's up to you. So you just decide, you know, how extensive the list should be for your purposes, and I will make that invitation next year happen. On the second point, I personally am committed and to working with you, Greg, so that after the next trustee meeting, we have hopefully a joint communication that we can incorporate as a precedent and as a standard feature to be part of the communication arising out of this board meeting. It's a tricky business. I tried it a couple of times. Nancy, remember, you know, some of my early communications, I got only one feedback from my predecessor who said, nice report. and it's tricky because you don't really want to just report on, you know, headline things that everybody's sort of knowing about. On the other hand, notes I'm taking, well, this is private, this is closed, this is could be, and it's a tricky business as to deciding what can be disclosed. I personally think, and I responded to your email, that there is information in the closed session that is publicly out there but not well known. And that might be of interest depending on the topic. It's not like any grand secret. It might be a little more preliminary information, but there's information out. If you really searched on somebody's website, someplace, it's there. So it's not some sort of trade secret. So that's one thought I had about to open up of things of interest that wouldn't cross any line. But I hope that we, by the time of the next meeting, which I guess are in May, that we come up with that, and the very next EA missive after that, we'll come up with a good presentation.
So in to sort of echo off that, and then we'll move on. Is you know, I included in Jim Mingle, Joel Molina, Mary Opperman, the president's office, sort of in that request, so that there could be multiple folks sort of thinking about how we communicate, and sort of CCing them on that request, so that we can try to get as much content as possible out there, while not crossing any lines and continuing to move forward the good relationships that we're establishing.
The other thing we can do, in addition to content, is to invite comments or take on an issue that might be there that the EA could, not necessarily formally in a resolution, but we could get out there that something that's percolating.
the year, not this year, and then the year last year was also an afternoon reception.
Was last year at the same time frame, or was it earlier?
Like at 3?
Yeah, I think it was earlier.
End of the day, but it was earlier.
The other thing that I would say I was trying to put out there is that usually things like this end up on calendars. Like, I know Amy in the past has put them on calendars, and that didn't happen this year, and we didn't really talk about it. I mean, I know there was an initial discussion about it being from 5 to 6, and then it was going to change, but I don't think there was a whole lot of conversation about it. So I think, like, it took me out of, you know, a little blindsided when we got the afternoon email the day before, and I changed my daycare situation so that I could be there, but I just think that, you know, we haven't had a whole lot of kind of issues in the past. I think timing this year and kind of late in the day communication contributed to it.
Yeah, and you know, and I'll own some of that, you know, with the communication piece. I think it's something that Alan and I will have to work on, looking at how it's communicated, what's the invitation process, you know, timing, whatever those issues might be. I will agree we could have done that more or more consistently. You know, I thought when we had talked about it at the meeting that it was from 5 to 6. We'll see if we can move it earlier. I thought that I had followed up that it was from 4 to 5, but I don't know if I did that in writing or if it was just in passing in the conversation, so that I can own that one. But I think those that were there, you did have fruitful discussion. I think I can't speak for the board, but I got positive comments. I didn't get any negative comments, so I think that's positive as well. And we had a nice follow-up with Mary on Friday, which it resulted in some good conversation about topics that we covered, so I think it's good. You kind of hit on something, and Alan, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like when the room and the trustee meeting, when they got on something, right, when something was said by an administrator or a report was given, and then one person asked a question and another person asked a question, you know, it seemed like they could rally around certain issues, or if they knew what questions to ask of the right people, you know, about current issue topics, that might help change the discussion. Because a lot of the formal meeting, in my viewpoint, is really informative to the board, an opportunity for a board to sort of ask questions, you know, maybe vote on something. But a lot of the work that takes place is often at the committee level. You know, so understanding what those committees might be, how we could interact with some of those committees, so that the real work of the board seems to take place in the committee meetings as opposed to the greater board meeting, and that's just my perception.
Because the thing I think I was struggling with is I feel like he has a very good relationship with Mary, so Mary knows what the issues are, and they know working on those issues with us.
committee is working. Hopefully by our next e-board meeting, we will have a resolution. That's it.
Great. Communications update.
Just quick three things. Like Dina said, the EA update is coming out this Friday. Two, there was something that was discussed at the last communication meeting that we'll have to keep on the back burner as an idea. Was to, like the students did for their election, actually go to Key Point, and I can speak on that more next the next meeting, and actually have people present and have guide people to vote. And three, I'd like us to talk about officially retiring the logo, the EA logo, next time.
Okay. The awards committee, Tanya?
I will send, we have Dave Christian goes once. I will send an email to everybody to see which days might work best for everyone. And we got a request for one of our George Peter winners. I'm just going to quickly look for a nod of heads. He wants to have the award on a Saturday. Mary cannot attend. He wants Ian Murphy to give the award. And I'm not comfortable asking EA members to come in on Saturday. So are people comfortable with me telling him that he can't do it Saturday or get our answer?
Is this the only time this person?
They want to do it at an event that they're holding.
Okay.
He has other options.
But there are staff in our community that do. And just because the majority of 9 to 5, like if it works for them, we can maybe express that, hey, you may not have a strong EA support. You know, depending on a Saturday, I may be able to be there because I work on Saturdays. I don't work on Mondays. You know, so I am sensitive to not everybody Monday to Friday, 8 to 3:30, 7 to 3:30.
The only reason why I was asking is because I know that Mary cannot attend and she typically attends, so I would want you guys to have a conversation with her about it.
But does Susan Murphy able to be there?
Susan Murphy could be there.
Can you maybe send Mary and I an email and we can go back and forth about that? Because if that's the person's
wish,
I mean, at the end of the day, that's...
We will need to make sure that you can do that.
Yeah, I'll just check the day.
Someone would need to, because Amy usually does the medicine, so that would be a conversation for the two of you to determine what that looks like.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.